You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
It is time. We made it. It's time for us to wrap up our position by position breakdown of the top five relief pitchers in Major League Baseball. It's time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
Now, that's not just closers. It's middle relievers. It's closers. It's who's the best of the best. From 5 to 1, who you got?
All right. So, I am going to start with a guy I like to make fun of, Kenley Jansen. I make fun of him because I love him. No, he's good, man. If you need to close games, he gets the job done. 19 saves, 3.23 ERA. That's pretty good. Number four, surprise you, Tyler Rogers. Second in the league with 20 holds, sporting a 2.17 ERA, best reliever on my fantasy team. This is my number three guy. I got Tanner Scott. How about 64 strikeouts in 43 innings? Does that interest you at all? Number two, I've got Hector Neris. Number five in the league in holds with 17 and sporting a 1.43 ERA. And my number one will probably surprise you. It's Emmanuel Chase, whatever his name is.
Classe.
I'm just loving the season he's having for a terrible Indians team. 25 saves. I believe that's second in the league. 3.38 ERA and a 1.15 whip. That is my top guy. Who you got?
Great choices. Many and varied. For my honorable mention, because I do have an honorable mention, I do like the combination of Yennier Cano and Felix Bautista from the Baltimore Orioles.
Isn't Bautista the guy who lost the game last night for the American League?
In a game that doesn't matter.
Yeah!
Tell me again, what were his spring training numbers? Who gives a shit? 4-1 on the year, 107 ERA, 23 saves, 84 strikeouts, and 42 innings pitched, and a 0.93 whip. I'll take that. His buddy Cano, not as many strikeouts, 38 strikeouts and 42 and two-thirds innings, but a 1.48 ERA and a 0.89 whip. That's damn good. That's damn good. A guy for number five, a guy that really doesn't get his just due. And maybe that's because he's just, you know, a lefty out of the bullpen, but Tim Mesa of the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah.
Reliable guy. He's a reliable guy. 32 strikeouts in 30 and two-thirds innings, a 1.08 ERA, 1.08 whip, a 1.17 ERA. So very, very impressive. And, you know, 1-1 on the year, but his job is not to win. His job is to hold. His job is to keep the lead. And that's exactly what he does. Number four. Not Edwin Diaz. Although, certainly, Edwin Diaz probably would have made this list. He certainly would have made this list this year. But his brother's there, Alexis Diaz. 3-1, 2.03 ERA. 61 strikeouts in 40 innings pitched, 26 saves, and a 1.03 whip for the first place Cincinnati Reds. A damn fine closer and a damn fine reliever. Number three, David Bednar of the Pittsburgh Pirates. 35 and a third innings pitched, 42 strikeouts, 0.96 whip, 1.27 ERA, 3-1 on the year, 17 saves. and a heck of a class act gifting Clayton Kershaw a six-pack of Pittsburgh's finest when Kershaw bowed out, allowing Bednar to get on the All-Star team. Number two, Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, like, really?
He's reinvigorated the airbender, man. He's reinvented the changeup. It's amazing. 1.05 whip, 45 strikeouts and 33 in the third innings, 20 saves, 1.89 ERA, 4-2 on the year. I'd say that's pretty solid. He's definitely, you know, he's having a bounce back year, and he is anchoring that team. And number one, all reliable, Josh Hader, 1.08 ERA.
Can't believe my 30, ears.
33 in the third innings, 50 strikeouts, 1.02 whip, 21 saves. Josh Hader continues to be a stud in the bigs. And to be the man, you have to beat the man. And he is continually the man. Now, will Williams eventually take that crown? Sure. Could Diaz do it? Absolutely. Can Cano or Bautista do it? It's possible. Relief pitching is a year-by-year basis, but Josh Hader has been consistent, and Josh Hader has, you know, he's definitely left. He's doing his job out in San Diego. He's left his imprint this season.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.